She's always been a favourite child. Oh, look at her, favourite child. Oh.
You're surprisingly good at this. I would go directly to the source of the problem, the mother and father. You want to create memories.
Oh,
because
yes.
Your mum's not going to be around forever,
darling. Oh, no.
I hate to put a dampener on it. I quite like weird uncles. Child,
yeah.
Don't touch that or come anywhere near me.
I like that.
Welcome back to the Tea Room, darlings, for another ep of our podcast, Judgmental. It's lovely to see you as always, my darlings. Now, Anton, what have you been up to?
I've been quietly judging this week people who abbreviate things like ep.
Oh.
As opposed to the word episode. Why is it so hard to say episode?
Because it's longer. What ep are you on?
No, I can't.
Then otherwise you're going, what episode are you on? Who speaks like that? No one. What ep are you up to?
I've never heard anybody go, what ep are you up to? That's a very odd way of speaking. Gets me nervous. One of those, that sort of brevity of language. Why we can't just use the words. Also abbreviations get on my nerves. And Americanisms get on my nerves. Can I get a coffee, please? Yeah, by all means, help yourself. It's right behind the counter there. Would you like me to get you a coffee? I'm more than happy. That means you'd have to ask me, could I have a coffee? And I will make you a coffee. So those little things have been getting on my nerves.
I quite like abbreviations. I think they're good. OBS.
OBS. It's so irritating.
Why is that irritating?
Oh, God, you're so lazy.
That's not lazy.
The laziness of language.
That's getting down with the kids. That's
too
modern.
Old to be getting down with kids. I've told
you.
But
you're certainly
about
not goat, are you?
I am indeed. I'll have you know.
Greatest of all time.
I think you'll find that that's the one I do know.
Oh.
OG is another one that I quite like. Those two I can take. I'll buy those two.
OMFG.
Oh, you've added. What's the F? Oh, no, don't say it out loud. I know. Okay.
Oh, my flipping.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my flipping God.
Yes, God. No, there you are. That was my thing.
Well,
what about you? What have you been judging this week, quietly?
Forgotten.
Started to set in, didn't it? I didn't think it would get you this early.
Oh, no. Yes, it's not that. No,
you haven't played much solitaire this week. Keep your brain working.
No, I haven't got what you've got.
Well, don't tell the listener what I've got.
Honestly, you speak of solitaire, but I have been thinking, how can I beat my score?
Yeah?
Because I just can't seem to beat myself.
Your score is... It's not what I've... Anyway, listen...
I can't. I don't know. I've been trying.
Your score is very good, though.
I'm dangerously close to becoming addicted to solitaire.
Are you?
Yeah. Because I can't beat my score. I'm getting very wound up and upset with myself.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I am. It's supposed to be fun. Remember?
No, I know it's meant to be fun, but I'm becoming very competitive against myself.
Yes.
But I think that is a rather good thing, is it not?
Yes. But not if it becomes anything other than just fun...
Well, I'm not doing it for money.
No.
Am I?
But you're just going to get unhappy and obsessed.
Yeah.
You become obsessed.
I know. It has become an obsession. So I'm going to try and...
What are you up to? What's your score now, currently? What's your best score?
12,132.
What is...
I'm aiming to get above that.
How does one do that?
By being fast.
Is speed of the essence?
Speed, yes.
And what's your fastest time?
1 minute 50.
You've improved since we were on tour, though. You couldn't get under 1 minute before.
I know.
Sorry, you couldn't get under 2 minutes before.
I know,
sorry.
But there's someone in China that can do it in like 20 seconds.
Probably a bot.
That's why I don't do the global one.
But in the UK,
want to be like
where are you
the
in the UK?
15th million person. I'm first.
So you're the number? You're the national leader of solitaire online?
Yes, of my... Yes.
Do you have an age
of my category?
Oh, what is your category? Oh, I didn't realize you categorizing it.
There's a category. Yeah.
Okay. But this is getting less impressive as you were telling it. I have to be honest with you. So it was quite impressive 15 seconds ago. But
that's the one I'm addicted to, and that's the one I've got to get off. I've got to stop my addiction.
What are you going to do instead?
Go slowly. and turn the timer off. Because I'm trying to beat my time. I'm also trying to beat my score.
Oh, so the time equates to the score?
No, not entirely.
All right. So but what if you get a quicker time?
It's not interesting. I'm just saying, I'm addicted.
Now, today, of course, we're talking about families. I say, of course, you wouldn't have known that until I mentioned it, but today we're talking about families. But before we see what the lovely listeners have to say for themselves, I want to know about you and growing up in Australia.
It was hot.
Yeah, I bet. All the time? Did it get a bit boring?
No, never boring. No, Australia's gorgeous in that way. It's, yeah. You know, the sounds, the smells, the gum trees, of course. You get the smell of eucalyptus, which is wonderful. We go through all the seasons, of course.
Yeah, but all the same season.
No.
You go through summer a lot.
No, summer, winter, autumn, spring. We still have the seasons. And especially in Melbourne or Ballarat, where I was from, it gets bitterly cold there.
Does it?
It actually snows sometimes.
Yeah. Get off.
It does.
You're just trying to say that to be inclusive.
No, it does, because I did a paper round. I should know.
I did a paper round.
Did you?
Yeah, terrible.
In all weather?
I live in the UK, my love.
Yeah.
You get all weather in one day. Yes.
But Australia is beautiful in that respect. You know, I sort of loved the winter when I was trail biking.
Oh, God.
There's another thing.
Trail biking. When did you trail bike?
Through mud and slush. We used to go, it's a place called The D in Brown Hill, Ballarat. And we used to go down The D, mate.
Did you, mate?
Yeah.
On a trail bike?
Trail bike over some, rocks.
Rocks?
Yeah, a few bumps in the road.
Ah.
We once overturned a vehicle.
To?
That were underage driving.
Oh, you flipped it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was bad. I wasn't driving. I was just talking. I was standing on the back.
You were standing on the back of a vehicle that flipped over?
It flipped over.
Did you jump off?
No, I was thrown into the air.
Oh, did you?
And landed winded on my back.
Did you?
So that was fine. Yeah.
Wow.
Covered in dust. It was summer. Yeah, one of the kids built his own car.
Jesus.
I know that's hard to believe, but he did.
One of the kids. What did he do? He built a car.
Yeah, he built his own car and we were jumping it down the D. And the D is nicknamed or called that because it was in the shape of the letter D.
Yes.
So you could either go straight down the hill.
Or around the curvy bit.
Or you could go, the curvy bit.
A capital D, though.
Hmm?
Capital D.
Yeah, capital D. Yeah. Oh, yeah, nice. Down the D. Yeah, so that was part of my childhood. I was quite...
outdoorsy.
Outdoorsy. Mm. Yeah, well, you are in Australia.
You wouldn't be indoors in Australia, would you?
No, definitely not. But growing up in Australia is good because you go to the beach, you know.
You can do that in the UK.
Lots of stuff. Yes.
I wouldn't advise it.
A little bit different.
Can.
A little bit different. Although Cornwall is a little bit like the Sydney beaches, I've got to be honest.
Is it really?
Mm. Yeah.
Which bit of Cornwall is like Sydney beaches?
All of Cornwall.
I went to Manly Beach when I was in Sydney. Nice.
Bondi?
I went to Bondi.
Did you go to Glamorama?
No.
That's Tamarama, but we call it Glamorama.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's Bronte Beach, there's loads of beaches.
No, loads. But I remember just two of us. I went plus, to Manly and I went to Bondi.
But plus all the outdoor things. You know, it's very sporty, Australia. It's very, growing up as a child, you know, you do a lot of outdoorsy things. And plus there's barbecues all the time, obviously.
Everybody eats outside.
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, the only thing to contend with that my sister hated are the flies. She hates eating outside because of all the flies.
Really?
Mm. Mm. You're constantly doing the Australian wave, which is...
Now, tell me about the corked hat. Is the floppy corks on the end of strings on the hat. Now, is that just
Anton, is that nonsense? No one actually wears those.
Does nobody actually have those? Is that just a thing or is that for the flies?
No, it is for the flies.
Is that a slushy thing for the flies?
Yes, it is. Just keep the flies off your face.
Yeah.
But
is that just a tourist thing?
No, I think the...
But do they generally have something like that?
I think Bushmen used to do that.
Something like
but
that.
But now you can put a fly net on.
Yeah, nice.
You know, like
difficult
I did, I went to Uluru, which is in the centre.
You went, sorry?
Uluru.
Okay.
And the flies were not only enormous, they literally stick to your face and crawl in your mouth. No. I mean, I went to a resort and there was a wonderful swimming pool and all of that, but you had to lie around it in net.
Oh, because the flies are in it. In a zip-up
net. Yeah, you had to. And for me to drink my cocktail around the pool, I had to unzip it, put the cocktail in, sip it, zip it back up.
You should have been in some sort of, you know, they'd have the mosquito net affair. You should have had some sort of hammock or something over the top.
Yeah,
basically
the safest place was in the air conditioning, yeah, in the lodge. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But it was wonderful growing up there. What was it like for you growing up in
grew up in the Garden of England, of course, in Kent, and it was lovely. I remember it being very sunny all the time. Of course, it wasn't. But I remember the summer of 76, I think it was, where everything was parched. It was like an Australian summer. It was 100 degrees almost. But I remember being outdoors all the time. And when I was a boy, we only had three channels on the TV, and it sort of didn't start till about 5 o'clock. And then it stopped about 11. Literally, the person used to go, and that is the end of the programmes, and good night, thank you. And off you go to bed, good night, thank you, go to bed. That's it, turn it off, that's it, turn it off, no, at the plug, turn it off the plug, thank you. Dum, 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 dunk, off. That was it. Mm. And you go, oh, not for it, I'll go to bed then. So we used to be out all the time, I remember. Riding bikes, we used to always be riding bikes, playing football and sports and climbing trees. I remember climbing trees a lot.
Oh, that sounds like an Australian.
You don't have trees in Australia.
Yes, we do.
Oh, do just check it. And
what do you think koalas live in?
Fair enough. And we at the bush. But that's what I remember about, you know, that whole classic sort of very British thing of, you know, you leave the house. Your mum would go out and play. You go out, you knock on someone's door, you're coming out to play, and then you go, yeah, yeah. And you go out and you take a ball or a bat or maybe just a ball, and you go out and, you know, jumpers for goalposts and all of that. And then you come in when the street lights come on for dinner. And that was your summer. I mean, it was sort of idyllic, really. And really extraordinary in comparison to today, I think, growing up. With I can't imagine my children going out, just going off down the street and playing on their own and knocking on someone's door and saying, do you fancy coming out and having a kick about? Not in a million years would you entertain that.
You're too busy giving them iPads.
We're not, in actual fact.
Oh, really?
No, we do stuff.
Kids nowadays scream if you take their iPad away from
them. Oh, I know, but that's the problem. The fact that they've had them too much in the first place. Yeah, you've got a limit. You can have 10 minutes here, half an hour there, that's it.
I think that discussion is a whole podcast, isn't it?
Should we get on with the pod proper? Coming up as ever, the gold standard, where our resident butler brings us secret golden envelopes to spark the conversation. Judgy much. Oh, you like that one?
I do like that one.
Our quickfire judging round. And later in the show, we're responding to one of your juicy confessions in...
Judging me.
Judging you. Off we go. Mum? Craig's being annoying.
I'm not being annoying. I'm reporting concerns.
He's been reporting concerns since 2008.
Well, somebody must.
Actually, Mum, we'd both like to raise several issues.
Issues that absolutely cannot wait until everyone has left this Christmas dinner.
Or Grandma's funeral.
We're talking about grudges and favourites.
People who say, well, that's not how I remember it.
Despite remembering exactly the way 5 minutes ago.
People who start arguments.
People who finish arguments.
Your uncle.
Definitely your uncle.
So, Mum, if you're listening...
And frankly, you should be.
Please be advised that this family has become extremely difficult to manage.
Frankly, someone's got to tell on them.
And we'd be happy to do it. Welcome to Judgmental.
It is time, my darlings, for the gold standard.
I bring the gold.
And of course, I bring the standards.
So, butler, let us have it.
This week, darling, we're keeping it close to home. Thank you, butler.
Right. Would you like to choose first?
No, I'm going to let you choose first.
Oh, okay. Right, I'm going to go for the centre one. How about that?
Yeah, good idea.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Now, this has come in as an email.
Okay.
Telling other people's children off. Once upon a time, maybe. Dangerous nowadays. Now, they say, we're about to go on holiday with another family. And we've done it a couple of times before, so I know what I'm letting myself in for. But their children are really badly behaved. Oh, I can't bear it. I've bitten my tongue on previous trips, but can I tell them off if they misbehave on this one?
Child.
Yeah.
Don't touch that or come anywhere near me.
I like that.
I would say go through the parents first.
Yeah.
And see how they react. I don't know that it's proper to just start screaming at a child that you don't even know.
No. But if the parents aren't there...
Obviously, I've had children in my life because my sisters all have children. My brother has two girls as well.
Why didn't I know?
And some of them were really naughty when they were little kids, you know. And if I was around, I would gently try and persuade them in some way to stop doing what they're doing or to tell them off in that way, but in a nice sort of way. I never raised my voice with them.
Good.
Ever.
Well done.
No, I just tried to befriend them, really, if you like. You know, and do it that way.
A firm tone?
No, just an honest tone.
Oh.
That you really don't like what's occurring. And stop it! No, well, it's happened with my grand nieces.
Hang on one second. You have a grand niece?
Yes. Yeah, because my niece and nephews have children now. I'm so old, Anton.
You're a grand...
I'm grand uncle. And old. Grand uncle.
Good heavens.
Grand above. Uncle Craig. Well, they don't speak like that because they're all in Australia. Grand Uncle Craig. Oh, what are you doing? I said, darling, I'm going to be sending you to China. It's an old saying, expression, in you're getting the slow boat to China.
Oh, okay.
Do you see what I'm saying? If things take a long time.
Ah.
So I was saying to her, she was swimming, and I said, don't jump in there because they were really annoying me. I said, don't jump in near me or Grand Uncle Craigie will send you to China. The slow boat to China.
I can see how you get...
And then it became a game.
Oh, yeah.
And it was actually a lot of fun.
Oh, threatening.
And
I
know, but then when I went to pick this kid up from school, she was pointing at me and said, don't, he's going to send me to China. He's going to send me to China. I said, oh, no, it was an expression. I don't mean I was going to send her to actual China. It's like the slow boat to China takes a long time. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's my experience with telling children off. Shall we move on?
I think so, before somebody comes and takes
you
away.
What else is on that lovely card?
No, it's for you to go and pick a golden envelope, please.
Oh, I love this because I like surprises. I like that in life. You know, everything should be a surprise. Everything should be improvised. Oh, you have a voice note.
Ah.
Hello, CRH.
Hi, Craig and Anton. Jaden here. Help me out, please. Okay. I really want to treat my mum. I haven't actually treated her for a long time. Oh. It's been ages. And I want to treat her to a theatre show and some dinner beforehand. But the problem is, I'm absolutely useless with that world. I have no idea what I'm doing. So can I get some recommendations from you? What should we see? What should we do? How can I treat her? I just want to show her a good time. Thanks.
Thanks, Jaden.
That's nice.
Did you hear all of that?
I heard all of that. Modern technology. That's a lovely question to ask.
Jaden, yes. Treating your mum.
Can I give him a suggestion? He should take his mum to see a lovely show Now, it depends whether you are want to go into London or whether you want to go to a regional theatre. And perhaps he could take her to a lovely show. It's a show with lots of songs in and some humour and some questions from the audience. It's a show called Revelations, Songs That Boys Don't Sing.
Oh, that just happens to be my featuring, fabulous show.
Craig River Horwood. Take her to go and see that.
And you know what you could do is buy the book Revelations as well.
And the album.
For 40 quid. And the album comes free with it. And not only that, you can get a VIP treatment for £85 where I meet and I greet and I take pictures with her.
Never.
Yeah. True. Oh.
So that'll be the whole experience. And you can take her out to a local restaurant before.
But unfortunately, you're going to have to wait until 2029.
Eight?
No, 2029 is my next tour. Mm-hmm. I've finished this one now.
Have you?
Yeah, that's it.
What's the design? Well, listen, it depends. If you're going into town, I don't know what she might like. She might like a drama, maybe a straight play.
You know what I would do?
What's that?
I would definitely come into London.
Yes.
Because that's glitzy. Mm-hmm. And it's going to make it more special if you want to treat your mum. You can get cheap first-class tickets as well if you book in advance.
Okay.
That would be a really good thing to do mm-hmm. because then you get the train into London, first class, which means she gets all the gin and tonics. You get a little lunch or a meal on there. It makes it really, really special. You arrive and then you get a taxi, a black taxi, to the theatre. I would go and see The Book of Mormons.
Oh, that is a good show.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I took my mum there.
Did she?
Yeah. She couldn't believe it.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's a bit naughty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's very naughty, in fact.
Very funny, though.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And I treated her to a VIP interval thing. And it
Did
was
you?
Great. Yeah, it was so good. You get canapes.
Oh, nice.
You get champagne. You know, it's really great. And you're making a real sort of day of it. Because what you want to do, Jaden, is not only treat them to something special, but you want to create memories.
Oh,
because
yes.
Your mum's not going to be around forever, Tom.
Oh, no.
I hate to put a dampener on it. But you'd want to create those wonderful memories that live on and on and on and on.
Yes. Memories.
You have to remember that.
Not a sound.
You know, and treat your mother with respect, because
yes.
I can see that you want to do that.
I think so. And also, all the restaurants in the world are in London. So if you want to go out for dinner first, you've got the culinary choice.
My mother was horrified when she saw The Book of Mormon, though.
Oh, was she?
Just saying.
It's quite risky.
It's a bit. It's probably
it is
a
quite
bit,
rude.
It might be a bit too much for her.
Is Moulin Rouge still on?
Moulin Rouge is all. There's loads.
I mean, there's
of,
so much. Moulin Rouge is a great show. If you want a big musical theatre show, I mean, you might have seen the film. So
there's
that's
Kinky
a great
Boots.
Show.
That's a good show.
Kinky Boots is
fun and a bit sort of camp.
Bit
you
that.
Know,
that's a depend, that's sign language for camp.
Yeah, depends. Well, I don't know what your persuasions are, whether they're gay, straight or otherwise, darling. But if you do have a bit of that in you, that might be a good...
That might be a bit of fun.
That might be a bit of fun,
is
you
it
know,
great,
especially if you want to come out at the same time. You know,
God, that's a lot for a mum in one night over a canapé.
Oh, by the way, mum.
Oh, by the way, mum. Don't know if you know.
Let her finish her champagne first.
Yeah, I think so. Mum, have another glass. I've got something to tell you. It'd be great if you went, oh, I'm coming out. She goes, we knew.
You know, Anton, I, for a special treat, and because my mum had never been there, I took my mum to see a show on Broadway in New York.
No.
She'd never been.
No.
I literally surprised her with it.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I only decided 2 days before. I quickly booked the tickets and off we went.
What did you go and see?
We went and saw lots of things.
Oh, you went to do a few shows?
Yeah, I did a
Amazing.
Few shows. It was fabulous. It was so good. But I did make a faux pas, and I took her to one of the most gorgeous Mexican restaurants on a rooftop in New York. I thought, this is going to be amazing. She absolutely hated the food. So don't do that. Make sure you know what sort of food your mum loves, because she sort of went, I can't eat any of that She got in a real strop.
Oh.
And I paid a fortune for to go to New York. And all these shows. That was pretty bad. Sorry, Mum. Anyway, we made up for it, you know, when we got back. Sausage and mash, her favourite.
Oh, God. And that, my loves, is the gold standard.
It's time for Judgy Much, and things are about to get heated.
Quickfire judging, my loves. And you are in the hot seat.
Shall I sit up for this?
Sit up.
Shoot me the questions.
Not inviting your weird uncle.
I quite like weird uncles. They add something to a barbecue. Yeah.
This is tremendous. Leaving early from family gatherings.
That's fine.
That's fine. Airing family drama in the group chat.
No.
Refusing to babysit for siblings.
I think that's fair enough. No. Why should you?
No, indeed.
Why should you?
Look after your own kids. Why did you? Calling out the favourite child openly.
That's fine.
Oh, is it?
You're my favourite.
No, no, no. What about if you say about a sibling? She's always been the favourite child. Oh, look at her. Favourite child. Oh.
You're surprisingly good at this.
What do you think?
Did that happen to you?
Never. I'm the favourite child. Look at that. Skipping Christmas with the family.
That's fine.
Is it?
Sometimes you have to.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for 40 years.
Living at home after 30.
No.
No?
No. No, no. Get out. Go and earn your money. Pay proper rent.
Being the middle child. There's not much you can do about that.
That's bad.
Really?
Mm.
Why?
Everything's always wrong with the middle child.
Is that right?
No. The problem is they get pushed around.
Do they?
Yeah. The youngest one is loved. You know,
conditionally.
Conditionally. The
first
head
one.
Of the first one loved
unconditionally.
Through wealth unconditionally. The middle one forgotten about.
Calling your
mum. So they have an axe to grind.
Calling your mum by her first name.
All right, Bev.
No, can't stand it. I see.
Oh no, what we sometimes say, Beverly.
Beverly.
What would Beverly like?
Do you?
My mother's name's Beverly.
I guessed it might be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, sometimes I go, yes, you're all right, mother. I do that sometimes where I go, what would Beverly like for din-dins this evening?
Oh, my mum liked me being at home after I was 30.
Really?
Yeah, it was nice. I was never there. I woke up in
but
the morning.
That's strange, though.
Well, not really. I used to wake up in the morning, go to work during the day, go straight from there either to the gym or straight to the studio, be dancing all evening. I'd get home 11 o'clock or 11:30 at night and go straight to bed. It was just a place to sleep.
I left home at 15 and a half.
Yeah.
And by 30...
But you were...
I gave up dancing and became a director choreographer
but you
at
were,
30.
But
and
did
you were
you leave
still
Australia?
Living with your mother. Was she cooking you meals
no,
as
no,
well?
No, 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 no.
Did you pay rent?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
How much? Nothing.
I can't remember.
Nothing.
It's a long time ago.
Nothing. Think you could have done better, darlings?
If you've got any thoughts or strong opinions...
Email us. At judgmental@bowermedia.co.uk.
Or drop us a message at judgmental.pod on the socials.
Darlings, it's time for Judging Me, Judging You, my favourite little balls.
Now, this is where we've picked one of your delightful emails, complete with the juicy confession.
And so, it's time to judge you.
Here we go. Dear Anton and Craig, I feel really bad about something, but I need your help on figuring out if I'm actually in the wrong.
Okay.
My son, Tony, he's in his 30s now and is a very busy man. He's always out and about doing things, going on holiday and the like. And so often, he doesn't make it to family meet-ups. Last week, very impromptu, my brother asked if I was around for dinner. And before I knew it, it became a proper family affair. My husband, my sister-in-law, my two nieces and my youngest daughter were all there. Everything came together so quickly that I didn't invite Tony. If I'm being honest, I just assumed he wouldn't be free like other times, so I didn't think too much about it. But here's the awkward part. As we were leaving the restaurant, we bumped into Tony.
Jesus.
He was really surprised to see us all together and asked why he hadn't been invited. I explained that I didn't think he would be available, though clearly that wasn't the case this time. He hasn't spoken to me since. Am I in the wrong? What can I do? Lots of love. Jane, know why.
Well, first things first. It's a pretty dire situation.
Gosh.
Because really, Jane should have invited him.
Mm-hmm.
To make assumptions like that is not good.
No.
And especially with family members.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a simple way out of this, of course. Create a family WhatsApp group.
WhatsApp group.
And then just say, oh, I'm having dinner at mine. Anyone, you know, does
around.
Anyone want to come? Yeah, anyone around. And then you eliminate the drama of that. I mean, it's just a little bit unfortunate that she bumped into him at the restaurant.
That's hilarious.
Oh, I shouldn't laugh because you're probably crying. But I don't really feel sorry for you because you're in the wrong, I think.
I think so. But I have to be honest with you, I am Tony, really. I am like a nightmare at getting back to it. I'm like the worst friend ever, and I'm devastated by that news about me, saying it out loud. Because although I'm on WhatsApp groups with pals, I'm such a bad replier to texts and WhatsApps and stuff. And I'm never around for anything. Over the many, many years, there's been gatherings and get-togethers. I've never been at any of them, really, because I've always been busy and working and stuff. So I'm absolutely rubbish. So I have sympathy for all concerned in this story, but they do still ask me, I think.
Well, hang
they
on,
might
there's
have stopped asking me, I don't know. But I haven't bumped into them in a restaurant. But I think a simple, as you say, text would... I mean, she forgot. I mean, the
well,
thing
I
is,
don't know. Did she? I mean, there are people that might not want Tony there.
No, you're right.
You know,
maybe he's so flaky.
There are some situations in my own family where we specifically
don't invite someone.
Yep.
I think my family don't
because
invite
it depends what party you're having.
Yeah.
But I think you have to tell them. I think it's good to say we don't want you there because.
Yeah. Or can you imagine?
Yeah, but I think you have to, because you never reply. If I was saying to you, well, I didn't invite you because, number one, you're a really shit friend.
Nice.
You never reply to anything. You don't keep me up to date with what's going on in your life. You're selfish.
Wow.
You're self-centered.
Okay.
That's what I would say to you.
No.
And I'd say, these are the reasons you weren't invited. But if you would like an invite in the future, I will invite you.
I might not come, if that's how you feel about me.
Well, you've made me feel like that about you. I mean, this is all hypothetical, obviously. Based on a small portion of truth.
I think it's purely hypothetical. I'm sure my lot don't invite me to stuff anymore because probably they think I'm going to take over or something and be a bit all sort of, you know, starry and stuff. So it's a bit of a bore off
for
them.
Yeah, but you can say, look, I realise that you can't come, but I'd still like to invite you anyway, just so the invitation's open.
Yeah.
You can... I've done that so many times.
So how do we feel about Jane?
Well, I think Jane just needs to drop Tony a little line and say, look, I'm really sorry, but this is what happened because we didn't think you would turn up or come.
I mean, when I haven't made it, I've been busy. Maybe, I don't know if Tony's been busy or he's just been a bit of a flake. What do you think?
Well, I would say, Tony, I am so sorry. I didn't invite you specifically because I didn't think you were able to come.
We don't like you. Oh, not
well,
that.
But maybe, Anton, there's a darker, more sinister side to what is in Jane's head.
Oh.
Maybe she didn't really want him there.
Oh, yeah.
And if that is the case, overlooked it intentionally.
Yes.
And then is using it as an excuse now.
Yeah.
Then she will have the guilt on.
Okay.
And it's up to her to resolve it.
I like this.
It's not up to Tony.
No. Jane, you have to ask yourself the question, do you really like him? And if not, don't worry about it.
He is call her loving son.
Speak to your son and just say...
Yeah, I mean, he is your flesh
and
blood.
Just say, I forgot. Say, Tony, I forgot. You
Tony,
can
darling, you know, I would have invited you. I completely forgot about you. I do apologise, my darling. My I'll make it up. I'll buy you a case of wine.
No?
Or I'll take you out to make up for
I'll
it.
I'll invite you to the next one that you won't turn up at. Forgive your mum. It's just your mum. She forgets. Mums can do anything. They're mums. Honestly.
Fabulous story, darling.
So if you'd like your opportunity to be very, very lightly and kindly judged by us, send us your stories to...
judgmental@bowermedia.co.uk.
That's judgmental@bowermedia.co.uk.
And we promise to be nice.
Thank you, my loves, for tuning into this episode of Judgmental.
We'll be back, of course, next week with even more drama, scandal, and truly astonishing levels of pettiness.
Until then, you can keep in touch with us at judgmental@bowermedia.co.uk.
Or find us strutting our stuff at judgmental.pod on socials.
I have, as always, been Anton Dubec.
And I, of course, am Craig Webber-Horwood.
And we'll see you next time.